Hey everyone, it's time to put attractions head-to-head for a fight to the death and decide which is the greatest, most ultimate attraction ever. From the Bob Varley Studio, this is the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. This is episode 25 of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. And the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect universal vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hey, well, welcome to yet another episode of the Universal Edition of the Diz Unplugged. I am your host, Craig Williams, joined at the table with Rhino Clavin. Did I get it right this
Yay,
time?
Yay, you did.
Finally. Wow. Yeah, there we go.
A month in.
Jenny Lynn, nope.
Not right.
Well, that's fine. Julie Martin.
Martin.
Oh, God. We're off to a bad start already. And back on the controls, producer Dustin West.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you? Barry White back there? Listen to him.
I was thinking of Wayne's World 2, the guy. What's that who they go see where he's like, hey. I'm not doing that right
now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. The Screamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of bad movies. But hey, everyone, welcome to another episode. Like I already said, reading the same part of my script over and over again. This week we're putting attractions head-to-head in a fun little bracket game like we've done on the Diz Unplugged Disney World Edition before. If you've watched any of those, we're just going to go over a whole bunch of stuff and eventually get to an end winner, maybe get to some losers along the way to have a little fun with it. Not sure how it'll go since we've never done it on this one before, but
poorly.
It will probably go poorly, but as long as we're all leaving with a smile, then that's what's most important. I know Julie will. It's our second show, so she's very, very excited to be back with all of us. But before we get to that stuff, you know, we have to go through our housekeeping, corrections, omissions, questions, anything else that we have to talk about. So I've said it a bunch of times already the past couple weeks. Contributors, click on the link in the show notes that you can find at disunplug.com in the blue universal square one. That's our show notes for this show. And whenever you do that, then you'll see become a contributor with the Diz. And you know, you can go through that process. We might put up your articles if it's good enough. If it's not good enough, you'll be rejected kindly. I don't know how the process of that actually works. You won't see your stuff ever. That'll be what happens. But we have a lot of...
Really motivating them.
A lot of... Yes, really motivating. You know, there's two things I'm good at. Being degrading to myself and also telling jokes that make me feel embarrassed for myself. But that's just me. But yeah, go ahead and do that if you have lots of stuff that you think you can contribute. We have a bunch of articles sitting right now that we're looking over, seeing which ones are the best, and hopefully we get to start rolling on that, and you'll see your articles on the website someday. And that's, of course, universal.wdwinfo.com for all of those people who don't know. Also, like always, if you like us, hate us, whatever, comment, like us, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that jazz. All those links are in the show notes as well. I'm not going to go over all of them because I don't want to waste time doing that right now. I've said it a million times. If you don't know where to find us at this point, then that's just your fault. And if you're watching for the first time, usually in a much... Well, I'm in a happy mood. I don't know about everyone
else.
Me too.
Welcome, everybody.
I just realized this is coming off very negatively, and I don't mean it to.
Smile, and then it won't.
I'm trying. It's just not coming out great. I should be smiling because I'm going to get White Castle at Fun Spot at some time today. So.
Ew.
He's excited about that.
I'm very excited about that.
I think you made a Facebook post about it. I think that's why I know.
I tweeted about it. I made a Facebook post about it. If you're from Ohio area, you have to love White Castle. It's just a given. So, yeah, I am in a good mood, even though it might not seem like it. We last week on the show, moving off on all the other housekeeping stuff that I just talked about, last week our selfie stick discussion got a lot of comments and feedback from it.
Yes.
Did anyone else see any of it?
I did.
Was it just me?
No, I looked at it.
Just me?
In general.
Somebody was
do any people are not happy? Selfie sticks?
No.
Oh, God.
Yet all one of us admitted to having a selfie stick. I don't know if they admitted it on the show.
Oh, no.
They admitted to having it.
Yeah. No, I definitely have one. I've never used it. It's still in the packaging, and one day I will use it at Universal Studios while riding a roller coaster to whack people in the head.
Well, that's a good way to get turned away from the park.
Well, we'll never see Dustin at any of our outings, so.
That'll be fine. Well, that won't be fine, but we'll work around it.
We'll bail you out.
We'll Skype with him the entire time. Like you also see the really annoying people walking around Skyping while they're in theme parks.
I don't need to pay for this ticket. I'm there with Dustin right now.
anyways, yeah, we got a lot of good comments. A lot of people agreeing with our hatred of selfie sticks, or my hatred mostly, and then some people defending it. I loved Genevieve Roberts' comment on Facebook. It was my favorite one. She said that she had to disagree with us. It doesn't open up and take the space of a palm tree or Kanye West's ego. It's just a stick that can be useful. And I thought that was just the most. Anyone that will find a way to throw Kanye West's ego into a comment.
Good for you.
Points. Yeah. Okay, you said so I have to ask you, did anybody see the Kanye Twitty meme?
Okay, so I have. Oh, no, the meme. No.
It says Kanye Twitty, and they meshed Kanye and Conway Twitty together. Oh, my God. It's so hilarious. Sorry.
Well, we'll find a picture of that and have it in the show notes as well. Or we won't. I don't know. It all depends on whether or not I feel like putting it in. But Genevieve wins for comment of the week. You don't win anything for that. You could win a Wizarding World of Harry Potter mouse pad that Corey actually gave me that is sitting in the back of my car because I just realized it right now when I was thinking about prizes. Yeah, we actually have two. So, Genevieve, if you're interested in it, get in touch with us via Facebook and let us know if you want that, because if you do, you just want it for comment of the week.
It smells like Craig's car. Congratulations.
It smells like my car. So right now it smells like old Big Macs and Coke Zero.
Again.
Memories.
Yes. We need to work on your appeal.
My appeal?
he had me.
No, he doesn't.
Big Mac.
He's already got a woman.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but who doesn't love Big Macs and Coke Zero?
Old Big Macs.
Coke Zero. For a refreshing taste with zero calories, choose Coke Zero.
Okay.
Okay. But that's all I got for housekeeping, except I wanted to mention stuff that we're talking about on next week's show for The Buzz, just because a lot of the stuff's happening right at this current moment, and I don't want it to just be like, oh, all this old news happened last time. So for people to tune in this week, we're going to be talking about the current water bottle ban that is happening at Universal. That's gotten a lot of traction. Yes.
That just came into it's in my shot. Oh. It's so funny watching it.
I wish I could reach to everybody, so it's just the ominous water bottle.
And I guess I kind of worded that correctly. It's not that you can't bring water bottles or any other type of bottle in. It's you can't bring in containers that are already filled with liquids.
Wait, what?
So you can bring in an empty water bottle and then fill it up
in the park.
With the nasty water inside the
park?
But
I can't bring a Dasani water bottle.
But you can't bring a Dasani water bottle into it because they don't know if it's vodka or anything else. Because
I mean, if it's sealed.
Yeah, dang.
Makes sense.
But they don't have time. And some people can tighten it up so much.
Oh, okay.
That it looks sealed.
So water bottles and other water containers or just liquid containers are forbidden.
No, you can bring liquid
containers if they have liquid in them.
You'll have to pour them out or throw them away. So we'll be talking more about all the details on that. I mean, we basically just covered it right now, but we'll actually go into
we'll go into the why later.
Yeah, so. And maybe we'll do some like undercover footage with it too. And since Dustin's on a roll with trying to get kicked out of theme parks, we'll send him in with wine.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you just get your duct tape or borrow Teresa's and wear like a maxi dress and tape that sucker to your leg.
Well, see, I was kind of hoping that we could get Dustin to wear like a trench coat with all the pockets that, you know.
That sounds like a great way to get bottles. Shot.
Mission impossible.
It could be fun. We're going to be talking about that current ban that's going on, how long it might go on. And then the biggest news of the week for Universal, Sharknado is filming there right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Sharknado 3.
You can go and be like, sign up to be an extra in it.
Yeah, they were casting for extras and Bo Derek showed up.
No.
Yeah.
Are they filming at the Twister attraction?
They were filming right out. There's a picture I saw on Twitter. I can't remember who posted it, so I can't give credit to anyone. And we're not showing it, so I don't really need to. But someone posted a picture on Twitter of Tara Reid and Bo Derek standing. It should have been right outside of Twister because I could see one of the concession stands by the Music Plaza stage. So they were really close by there. But they're there. I don't know where Ian Ziering is.
Ian,
I don't know.
Ian, believe me, I watched The Celebrity Apprentice. He is the most annoying man on the face of this
planet. Ian.
Well, yeah, anyone who calls himself Ian is pretty awful. But unless he watches this show, and which thanks for all your support.
Thanks for your views and your support. I ain't kidding. I'm glad you're watching.
Unless you're listening, and thank you for
that I don't care about. No, I'm just kidding.
And then something that just popped up on my radar. There's a new show coming up on USA called Dig, which is this, like, I guess, mystery-type show.
Go on.
Yeah, then there's an attraction in New York called Escape the Room, and I think it's kind of like that Great Escape thing that's currently in Orlando that just opened up a little while ago.
Yes.
Except there's one in New York that was like the big one that started all the escape room, and that inspired the show, and now they're bringing it to Universal for a week, and there's more details.
Is it a game show? I thought it was like a drama.
Escapeology or something?
Dig is a drama. It's going to be a drama on USA if it hasn't already came on yet, but it is also then being meshed with this Escape the Room idea, and it's going to be at Universal for a limited time, I believe, from March 3rd to the 5th, or March 3rd to the 8th.
Okay.
But we'll have more details and all that stuff on the show next week. Just wanted to give you a heads up that all that stuff's happening in case you're in the Orlando area and you want to go creep on Sharknado 3 filming or try to bring in any type of liquid in water bottles.
Jason Isaacs is who's in that. I did see like a little like promo for that. Now that I think about it, I was like, somebody's in that. Lucius Malfoy.
Stupid boy.
Good for
anyway,
him.
Sorry. Moving on.
Okay. Well, that's all I have. Does anyone else have any housekeeping?
No.
All good. Okay. That is fine. So, well, let's just jump into our segment, which is putting all these up in a nice, fun bracket challenge. So getting out of the way, I chose only attractions that we're going to put up in this. No shows. So okay. for all you that were hoping that...
I haven't seen any shows.
Well, you watched the Blues Brothers show.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You're right.
Technically, even though it's not listed on Universal's website as official shows, the stuff in Diagon Alley with Celestina and...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tale of the Three Brothers, Frog Choir, all that could have been considered in there. Ollivander's didn't make it in because technically that's a shopping experience that also has a show element to it. It's not necessarily an attraction on itself. You can walk right into the shop if you want, but people choose to stand in a line and wait for some old guy that's not actually British, but puts on a fun accent.
He's really good, though.
Well, there's multiples. It's not just one.
Oh, okay. Well, the one I saw, one I thought he was really British. Real hard.
Yeah, one guy is just constantly there.
7 days a week.
He jumps around between the two now, the one in Diagon Alley and then the one in Hogsmeade, just runs back and forth. It's fine.
He's a wizard, Craig.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He can...
He beams himself up? I don't know.
Well, yes, he beams himself up onto the Millennium Falcon and then travels over...
With Frodo, right?
With Frodo, with the One Ring to Diagon Alley.
Okay. And we solved it. That works so very nicely.
So back to the game. No shows. Only attractions. We have 32 total attractions. And we're going to narrow it down to top 1, 2, 3, 4. And we're even going to decide. We're going to have to decide which the worst one is. Because we can't be all positivity and sunshine.
Well, you know, you are always a ball of sunshine.
So we're narrowing this down into the worst attraction?
No, we're starting with the best, but we're also going to pick what we think is the worst, too. Because, I mean, you know, some of these are going to get knocked out in the first round that are really good attractions.
Oh, okay.
It's just you don't...
So you chose what to pair it against?
Or did you randomize it?
That's the next point I was going to get to. This is all completely random. I didn't give any weight or scale to any of them. Like, I didn't say... Gringotts, Forbidden Journey need to go up against right at the bottom against Carousel and stuff like that. Yeah. It's all
these aren't seated
completely random. I mean, Gringotts and Forbidden Journey might have ended up together, and that would be one of the hardest decisions of all time.
Not for me.
We know, Jolie. We know you prefer Gringotts. Forbidden Journey makes you sick.
It's awful.
We know. So I don't think there's anything else, but. in terms of those things. So let's jump right into it. The first round is a battle against Terminator 2 3D Battle Across Time and Jurassic Park River Adventure.
Oh, you already started with a tough one.
It is a very tough one. I mean, well, the last time I was at Universal with JL for Harry Potter weekend, we were hanging out with Tyler Lee Allen, and we went to
Terminator.
We went to Terminator 2, and JL managed to fall asleep in one of the noisiest, loudest attractions.
I did. I was exhausted. Well, but then I woke up when the floor dropped, and I screamed really loud because it was, you know, I woke up falling or something. What happens in that?
They drop the bass.
Okay, whatever. It was.
Sorry, now I'm gonna sing.
They chopped the bass, and I screamed really loudly.
So you're gonna go for River?
Yes.
Okay.
Me I don't. Too. I don't I fall asleep in that attraction.
Going for water attractions. I don't even have to ask Dustin.
Yeah.
River Adventure, and then you're. Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point.
See, I'm the worst at this because I love Jurassic Park, but I love Terminator. But I love Jurassic Park
more.
We'll do a quick rewind.
Blah, 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 all that. It can be either based on what you think is the best attraction or which one your favorite one is.
Okay,
it doesn't matter. You can choose. You can change your perceptions as we go through it. You don't have to stick with one.
That makes me feel a little better. Yeah. But I'm surprised the Terminator is not considered a show, to be honest with you.
It's. I mean, you can't consider all 3D 4D attractions shows.
Well, I mean, you're sitting in a theater watching it. Like,
but the floor drops. Also, remember that part when we said that?
You also sit in Shrek. In Shrek,
so that's going to be
but
on
that's an
too.
Attraction.
Okay. All right. Just I'm just curious. Yeah. Okay. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Okay. JP easily wins that one.
Yes, yeah.
The next one should be pretty simple. Gringotts versus Kong and Kodos's Twirl and Hurl.
Gringotts.
I mean, this is a tough one because I feel like we're just like, meh, meh, but like the other one, you know, there's merit to like a whatever they call a Dumbo attraction.
There absolutely is merit to it. First off, stand in the line and listen to the narration by Jennifer Tilly, which is absolutely
I didn't
hilarious.
Even know she was. Yeah.
She does the safety spiel for the Simpsons ride. And then she came back and reprised her very, I almost want to say like monotone narration for it. Like just very, if you get hurt, it decapitated. It's not our fault. Like that's not the actual lines, but she's wonderful in it. And then it's got the fun game element of it. You're twirling around, and if you get at the right level, then it'll make them spin, and they have quotes and sayings.
If I were to choose, like, for my children, I would have to choose that one.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but for myself, I would choose Gringotts. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Gringotts was winning that one regardless, but
there is merit
to it. So, but we don't, I mean, we've talked enough about Gringotts.
Okay.
It's there.
It's there.
It's a ride. This next one should be pretty simple as it goes too. Woody Woodpecker's Nuthouse Coaster up against Dragon Challenge.
Dragon Challenge.
I'm going to go with Woody Woodpecker on that one because Dragon Challenge makes me feel like I'm drunk when I get off of it. And I wasn't drinking either.
Well, I was, and I felt amazing. Dragon Challenge.
Sobered me right on up.
Well, Dragon Challenge is going to win that one. However, I also have to give a little bit of love to Woody Woodpecker just because...
Family roller coaster.
Well, first off, yeah, it is a family roller coaster. Second...
pretty good little roller coaster.
It is.
It's a cute little roller coaster. Also, he is the park icon for Universal. So, and Dragon Challenge is just a shell of what Dueling Dragons used to be. I never got to see it, but I've watched the videos. I've heard about it. In my mind... Even though I love Dragon Challenge, I can't actually say that it's good compared to what it used to be. How they used to have a Merlin that stood in the queue and talked to guests as you came by, and all the skeletons and the skulls that were in the holes in the wall.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Like, yeah, it just used to be so detailed, and then they ripped everything out, put in the Triwizard Cup and the Goblet of Fire, and it just became a shell of what it was before. So I would actually give it to Woody Woodpecker's just because... You know, it means a little bit more of Universal to me. But luckily, my opinion doesn't matter in this case. So it doesn't matter. And that will move us on to the next matchup. Hulk, the Incredible Hulk coaster, or Dr. Doom's Fearfall.
Now I haven't been on all these rides either.
I think this is the first tough one, though.
I'm
going to say Hulk.
Yeah, it's obviously
even
Hulk.
Not having been on any of the other.
The fall. Because I love the way it feels when my stomach comes up into my throat when I drop.
Well, see, they shoot you up.
They shoot you up, and you. But the you don't actually fall. You kind of more float down like a feather.
Yeah. It's like kind of like Tower of Terror, and I love that ride.
I do like that, but Tower of Terror, you like
upside
fall.
Down, so I'm never going to choose a ride that goes upside down. I told you. Okay. Like, those rides, I feel
I
drunk.
Will say the Hulk does make your brain feel like Jell-O a little bit by the end of the ride.
See, I think for people who love roller coasters, Incredible Hulk is probably the best roller coaster at Universal, maybe even Central Florida. Maybe.
I'd go with Rip Ride Rocket.
However... No, God, that thing is so dangerous.
I love Rip Ride.
I'm never going to go on that ride.
Everyone who goes on it.
Remember, my New Year's resolution was outdoor roller coaster, and I might, I don't know.
I think if you're going to do one, it should be the Hulk. But in terms of the ride itself, yeah, if you don't sit in like the front row, or actually for me, if I don't sit in the front row, I'm sick on that ride. So I have to sit, yeah. It's you go upside down 7 times.
Yeah.
It is nauseating. It has one of the best starts to a roller coaster with that going up the lift hill and then shooting off at 40 miles an hour. But it can make you so sick if you're sitting in towards the back. I mean, it's
a pretty lengthy roller coaster.
Yeah. Well, it's a very good length roller coaster.
Yeah.
But that's also then Dr. Doom Fearfall for people who don't know about it. It's your standard drop ride, except it's the opposite. It shoots you up. And then you, like JL mentioned, you slowly fall back down to the earth. Very, I mean, breaking every now and then, going down.
It looks a lot more intimidating than it actually is. Like, I thought I was going to be, you know, like what Julie's saying, Tower of Terror, where you're just, but you're just, it's not.
Just ever since that girl lost her feet on one of those rides, it always makes me get nervous.
I understand that aspect of it. For me, though, Dr. Dooms would win because I hate... In any other, like a Six Flags or Knott's Berry Farm, when they have those drop rides like that, I hate being taken all the way up and then you sit there for that 5 or 6 seconds and you listen to stuff clicking before you drop.
Here's where it ends for me.
However, I can do Tower of Terror, and I can do that one because Tower, obviously, you're completely enclosed. You know you're about to drop, but it's in a safe manner. And this one, you just get shot up. And then you come back down nice and slowly. I hate that sitting and waiting, wondering, is the fire department going to have to come evacuate me off this? And I would be crying the entire time. I do not like heights.
I agree with you.
So, long story short, Dr. Doom. But, Dustin, that leaves it up to you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, deciding vote, huh? Look, Hulk is just too good. I got to go with Hulk. I'm sorry, guys.
That was the voice of reason.
It's fine. I just want to try to give some reasoning why you should side with me in this.
Why I am correct.
I am correct. Thank you. The next one, I think, is also going to be a very difficult one. The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Against.
I don't care what the other thing is.
High in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train Ride.
Oh, wait. Now you've changed my mind.
That's really hard.
Spider-Man.
You have to talk to me last. I have to put some thought
Spider-Man.
Into this.
You're a Spider-Man fanboy.
It's the best. It's one of the best rides I've ever been on.
Yeah,
I love Dr. Seuss. I mean, I like the Spider-Man ride, but I feel like it's kind of, I don't know, like it used to feel more real. It doesn't feel as real anymore to me.
Since they redid it to make it better looking?
I don't know. It's just okay.
That's logical.
It's a little rough too. I mean, like,
you gotta take your Dramamine.
Yeah.
You gotta take the Dramamine.
But I'm a huge Dr. Seuss fan, so I'm picking Dr. Seuss. I love being able to listen to all the stress
off. I'm going to say off like 16 times, Broadway production of The Grinch.
Here's the thing. Why you should vote for High in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train Ride. Yeah, Spider-Man's technological, all that stuff. But High in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train Ride has a fun little story that most kids can go on. There is a height requirement, so not all children can go on it. But it's got some of the best views of the entire park.
Yeah.
I mean, you just ride that around and relax. And
so you're telling me somebody comes to this theme park, they can only do one thing, and they can only do one of two. Everything's broken down except for this.
I didn't vote yet. Okay. I'm just saying why you should choose High in the Sky to Charlie Train Ride.
I don't mean to say I don't enjoy that ride. I also love Dr. Seuss. I currently have a Grinch wreath hanging in my house still because I'm too lazy to take it down and I like looking at it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Come on over, guys. We're celebrating every day of the year. I don't care. But Yeah. Anyway, go on.
It's February.
So, JL, what are you going with?
Wait, does it really even matter, or am I outvoted anyway? Because I'm having a hard time.
Just no. I didn't. Ask. I haven't voted yet.
You sound like my mom.
Jeez. This one stresses me out because I love them both so much. I love the Seuss trolley in the sky thing because that's really a cool, relaxing
ride. If you could only pick one.
And I know you're stressing me out with that right now. I can go on it with my kids. The views of the park, like it's just a real chill ride. And mm-hmm. I really get into chill rides. But Spider-Man's so good. Really good. In a lot of ways. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. It didn't matter because I chose Spider-Man.
Okay. Oh. So I can just exempt myself. You win. Spider-Man wins anyway.
Yeah, Spider-Man wins.
Dustin's going to vote for Spider-Man.
Dustin already voted.
Craig did.
Okay.
Dustin voted for Spider-Man, and then he also faked hung himself as I was trying to convince people to like High in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train Ride.
That is, and I mean, don't mean to say, like, that is a ride that I often hit when I go to the parks.
With all the sneeches.
I wish that queue moved a lot faster than it did. Whatever.
That's one of the biggest negatives to it. It's slow. It is very slow loading, and they don't have a lot of trains going around, and
Express Pass
it's way too
is all I got to say.
Even with Express, I waited 10-15 minutes
really?
To get
not
on
me.
It. Yeah.
My phone fell out.
Oh, sorry, you're not as attractive as I am. You're just sorry. Whoa.
What said
it
is
just
said.
Got real in here, folks.
Next yeah, one. Spider-Man. It's technological. It's
Spidey wins.
It's what put Universal back on the map after slightly falling off it. The next one, another tough one, like all of them, Simpsons Ride versus Poseidon's Fury.
I've never read either one, so I can't vote.
Okay. Well.
No, you could.
You can still vote.
I didn't do the Hulk or the Doctor Doom one. Either of those.
That's true.
I have no idea really what either one of them is about.
Okay.
Well, let's see how far we get without Julie's vote.
We might need you to come in.
You started saying something. Go ahead, J.O.
I have to think again. I know that The Simpsons is really a great ride for most people, but I don't like it.
No,
it makes me really sick.
Why to vote for Poseidon's Fury? A, water tunnel.
Yes.
One of the greatest technological things that Universal has done. You know, the script is entirely cheesy. Some of the video work that was done, but it's just awful. But the final end scene, whenever you're in that giant room and all the effects, I mean, the videos, they're awful, but the effects, they're really cool.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean like, so you're surrounded by water in this tunnel?
Yeah, you like walk through a bridge and it's literally
and there's water shooting
tunnel.
Over
so it's
you.
Like on that one Jaws movie where you like, you know, you walk into the aquarium and
are you
surrounded
Jaws
by water
3D,
like
is that what you're referring to?
It's not like whenever the tunnel breaks in that and
okay.
And it's not like at SeaWorld when you walk in the tunnel.
It's like
this is
Moses.
Like water is
that's a better description.
Yeah. It's like there's firemen out there with hoses and it's shooting in a giant circular motion.
Like, you know,
and
you
walk right in the middle.
And you go through a ladder and it's that
just
circle
like that.
Thing. Yeah, it's
and it's all
cool.
moving
so
water around
it's
it.
It's really cool.
But why to vote for The Simpsons? Classic TV show.
Right.
And
that ride and that regardless of like replace Back to the Future so I hate it, but like it is like if you are really into The Simpsons and you have no motion sickness issue whatsoever,
you would love it.
It's a great ride. It's the humor in it, hilarious. The queue is great because you get to watch all those clips
from
the show.
I just get so sick. I'm going to have to go for the underdog on this one. I'm going with Poseidon.
Making it interesting.
Well, that's just
I don't want to
get sick. I get sick on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I don't want to steer someone wrong and then have them like, you know, toss their cookies because they followed my advice and went on The Simpsons.
What do you think, Dustin?
Well, for me, it is actually tougher than what you would think on the surface. For me, I think that Poseidon's Fury actually leads on this particular round. Who knows what the next round will be? Only because I like the practical effects you're talking about with the water and stuff like that. The show is corny, but
really
I do I appreciate the I appreciate it better than The Simpsons. I think
the architecture out front is real good too. Like I don't know. Mm-hmm. You might have convinced me to vote for Poseidon's Fury because you're right. The script horrible, but you walked. I forgot about the water tunnel, And when I'm there, I'm like, man, this must be a cool place to work because it must be fun to do like the show. And
I liked my little show host, Tyler. I thought he
Tyler would be a boy's name. Taylor can be anyone's name.
Taylor. I enjoyed the cheesiness of that.
I got to tell you, I was actually, as much as I love Simpsons, I still watch Simpsons to this day, even though it's just a shell of what it used to be. But Poseidon's Fury just absolutely wins it for me because it's one of those attractions that after you're done going through it, despite how much you may hate it, just despise it, you can get out there with all your friends and just be like, oh my God, that was awful.
It's extremely dated.
You don't walk out of The Simpsons and like, you might walk out, oh yeah, that was fun, we should do that again. But Poseidon's Fury, you can actually, it's one of those things, if you go in it with a group, you all come out with that collected hatred of it.
So it's a fun bonding experience.
It's fun because you mock it.
Well, you mock it, but it's one of those things you can talk about with your group and you can really keep going on and like, oh my God, that was bad. Stitch's
Great Escape.
Yes. In that same way, except I would never vote for that.
No, I would never.
No, I wouldn't either.
That actually wins as the worst attraction in Universal Orlando, and it's not even there.
So Poseidon's wins.
Poseidon's wins.
I don't want to be encouraging Universal to put their money in any more of these 3D Simpsons rides. I'd rather like some physical effects.
Yeah, I would ingenuity. Actually, I would not be sad if they ever took out Poseidon. I'd be somewhat sad if Simpsons left.
Yes. Well, the land, but I love the land.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on. Flight of the Hippogriff versus Shrek 4D.
Oh, there's no question. Hippogriff.
I don't know.
I'm not even hesitating with that. It's a little roller coaster with a hippogriff that bows his head to you when you go by him, and it's a cute little zippy ride. You get to see the whole, you know, the little touches from Harry Potter, Hagrid's cottage and his garden, and I like those little details that they've placed there. Shrek 4D is so unimpressive. That was for me. I did it once. I don't need to do that ever again in my life.
I agree with Jenny Lynn. I feel like the queue and the theming of Harry Potter, even though it is a repurposed ride from Lost Continent, I still think it beats out Shrek.
I mean, Shrek is just, I can't think of a reason why to tell people to ever vote for Shrek because it's just bad.
Indoor and air conditioning.
There you go. It's indoor and air conditioned. And the pre-show where you have the person standing on the podium, if you do this, then you will get flogged. If you don't do that, then you will get flogged.
I mean, you get somebody who's like really corny too, and they're like, flogging? And oh my God, it was like a nightmare.
See, I like whenever they're actually like, if they just go up there and they're like, oh God, I have to read this script again. Then it's just extremely boring. It's like, how bad do you hate your job? You should love it. It's your job.
Like when I worked at Voyage of the Little Mermaid, and I have to say, for the safety of Ariel and her undersea friends, no photography, please.
Exactly. That's the voice I'm talking about. But other than the indoor and air conditioning and that element, yeah, there's nothing to save about it. Whereas Flight of the Hippogriff, when you get to the top of the lift hill, even though it is a very short lift hill, you're looking all down over Hogsmeade and got a great view of the castle.
It's a fun little quick roll.
A lot of my votes come down to views.
Okay.
But that's just what I look for and stuff. I like that nice view.
I agree with the theming too. It's really, even though I always forget it's actually repurposed because I don't think I ever went over there until it was Harry Potter. So yeah, I'll agree with that.
Julie, are you going to
I'm with that too.
No, okay.
Yep.
I thought you were going for Shrek.
I do like the movie. I love the movies, but I'm in agreement. It's kind of annoying.
I thought Eddie Murphy would win it for you.
Well, I do like. Can you still talk to the donkey outside?
Waffles. Yes, you can.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
I do think that's cool. The talking donkey meet and greet, and I love when he meets somebody in Spanish and he starts speaking Spanish.
Fantastic. You're
sorry, donkey.
I'm a flying talking donkey. Yeah. Sorry.
Good. I'll have to change this from clean on iTunes now that you're doing impressions. So next up, Mummy, Revenge of the Mummy versus, this is the Carousel.
All right.
Oh, Mummy. Revenge of the Mummy. Yeah.
We don't need to talk
We don't even need to argue about that. We'll argue you about that been later on.
I was with some friends in the park recently, and they had never done it. They had just done the marathon or something at Disney, and they didn't notice it was there, or they didn't do it, whatever. And I was like, no, you didn't do this. We've got to do it. And then ended up being their like favorite ride too.
The mummy ride?
Yeah.
That thing's awesome. I mean, the Carousel Cell is cute. And like, I think I said in that.
Ride a Dr. Seuss character.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And I mentioned on the last episode, it's got an extra feature on some of the animals that other carousels don't have. You can actually animate parts of the animals, which is actually pretty cool in my opinion. But it's not going to beat Revenge of the Mummy.
Yeah. Too many cool things.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do take their younger children to Universal, including Julie. She has, and that's something that she could actually do with them. But why not wait until they're just a little bit older at some point and introduce them to who Brendan Fraser is?
I love
it. Enrich their lives.
Because let's be honest, by the time that they're old enough to ride the mummy at this point, if they're 4 or 5, they're not going to know who Brendan Fraser is.
No, because he'll
be just no longer relevant.
He'll look exactly the same, though. Oh, he's looked the same since Encino Man, so I don't know. Well, minus the Tourette's.
Yes. Some important aspects of that. So there we go. Revenge of the Mummy wins by a landslide. Okay, this next one will probably be, might be challenging. Despicable Me Minion Mayhem versus Pteranodon Flyers, which I think I'm the only person who's ridden it.
I've never had a kid with me to do it, which I don't
the
like
line
that.
The line is always, it's always like 45 minutes to an hour, and there's no express pass. Yeah. Seriously, Universal.
My because kids are too big to ride it.
Because it takes so long to get on. It's even more unfair if they would add the express, so then people who don't have it are end up going to wait an hour and a half.
So?
Here's the deal.
She's like, I don't care. I bought that pass.
Here's the deal. Minion Mayhem is really cool. Like the theming of the queue and the movie itself is just really fun.
It's very touching and emotional. I almost cried.
I think it fits in real well with the movie too. Like how Shrek is its own independent movie, but this one, like, I don't know. I love Despicable Me. I love the Minions. That you go in through the house. Yeah. That one's going to win for me.
I'm picking the pterodactyl one. I've never been on
Pteranodon.
Whatever it is.
Wow.
That, you know, the flying dinosaur one. My kids are too big to go on it. But I always want to. I always look at it very longingly, and it looks like this fun some forth. So I'm picking it just.
I think no one can walk past it and say, like, that looks dumb. I don't want to go on that. Everyone who walks past it says, oh, I want to go on. And then when they find out the height restrictions.
Yeah, and that you need a child. And
you're like, well, that kind of stinks. Who can I find?
Yeah, you start.
Child.
Craig borrowed.
You start eyeing other people's children in the park.
I borrowed Nancy Johnson's kids. But it's a fun ride. And I mean, dinosaurs. We're all for dinosaurs, as always. The only thing I would complain about Despicable Me is getting to see how they did it in Hollywood, doing the entire super silly Funland and Gru's Street. And
they did that at Universal Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
They transplanted the ride out there, and then they also built...
how they did the Simpsons Land? Like, they kind of added the extra stuff, or...
I mean, it's not in that same realm because it doesn't have the buildings and stuff of the Simpsons, but it's just this giant kids' water play area. I mean, like, your kids would eat it up. And
they love the Minions, so.
And that's why they did a much bigger version out of here. That's why it would have been great if they would have completely gutted out Kid Zone, made that a super silly fun land, even though the Jimmy Neutron and Hanna-Barbera technology was over there. I'm sure they could have found a way to pick it up and move it over there. They could have made a super silly fun land.
They would take away an American Tale Playland. Kids don't know what that is anymore. Also Curious George, and they should have made that a huge Minion land.
Well, that's
with
what
the
ride.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, seriously.
No, that's one big mistake they did make. However, I also got to give a lot of credit to Five Old Mouskovitz because that was a big part of my childhood.
I agree
me too,
with you too,
but
Craig. Never.
I'm 34
never.
Years old. Kids today have no idea
somewhere.
Who he is.
Somewhere.
Julie, is that the parents' problem? There.
I have introduced my children to some movies.
Anyway,
Despicable Me wins. Next one. Yeah. This is going to be another tough one. They're all tough until we get into the next couple rounds. The Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket versus the Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat. Woohoo!
Rip Ride Rocket.
Well, unfortunately, I it's going to come down to Rhino in this because I'm all for Cat in the Hat. I think it's a great dark ride, and I even prefer it to some of the dark rides that are over at Disney at this point.
It is a good dark ride, but man,
it's a great dark ride.
Okay, but Rip Ride Rocket is a fantastic roller coaster.
I'm with Julie. Like, I really love Dr. Seuss too. Like, I told you, I went to the museum in Massachusetts and stuff. But like,
I'm jealous.
I should say I've never been on Rip Ride Rocket. It looks terrifying. I agree with your unsafe things that scare me a little bit. And the Cat in the Hat's cool. It's a trippy ride, and yes. I don't like the spinning because I get a little nauseous, but I'm going to go with, again, theming. I love the theming. I love Dr. Seuss, and I'm picking Cat in the Hat. Sorry.
All right, there it goes.
I will give credit to Rip Ride Rocket. It is a very popular ride. However, they wanted a ride like that. They wanted another big roller coaster there. And so they come up with the whole stupid music video idea and just shove it into this ride that they wanted to build, especially a ride that goes straight up right at the beginning. Have that. It's, you can see it from I-4 anywhere. That's that great giant phallic red symbol in the sky.
It's so all right. True.
I mean, that's what people refer to it as.
Can I just put this out there? Rip Ride Rocket would have been my personal pick for number one at Universal Studios. So now that that's been stolen from me, I now have a second place contender that I'm rooting for, and I'm gonna.
You're not going to tell
us. I don't want to know yet.
No, yeah. I'm glad
that you could share that with us, but I don't want to know your number one yet.
Why don't you tell us why you wanted Rip Ride Rocket?
I think it's the best roller coaster at Universal.
I agree with you.
Above the Hulk. It's different from the Hulk. It's not as intense as the Hulk, but I think it's better.
I agree. Like, from the looks of it, I do think it's cool. I love the length of it. Like, it's never going to be a ride for me, but
no.
Like, I love that it goes in and out of the buildings. I love that it goes to the front of the park and the back of the park. Like, but yeah, well, for me, it comes down to like a theming thing. So,
well, and it's got,
it doesn't really have a theme. I mean, music.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you're the star of the music video.
Yeah.
And jump into it. It does have one of a kind maneuvers, like the giant barrel. Oh, I forget what it's actually called. But then it's also got like the move right by the buildings, the treble clef, because looking at it, the whole shape of the track looks like a treble clef.
Oh,
so it's got those cool little features that not a lot of roller coasters have. It's just Cat in the Hat so much better. So that will lead us into the next one. Dudley Do Right's Ripsaw Falls, versus Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey.
Oh, that's not fair.
Okay, well, no, it is fair because you're not going to believe this, but I'm going to pick Ripsaw. Forbidden Journey over this because I do not like that ride.
I don't like how, I mean, I like that it's a water attraction. I think the theming on it is awesome. Like, I love looking at it on the outside when all the planks go and it's mm-hmm. like, does the woo, like, excuse me. But I don't like how you're basically in a bathtub and when you start the ride, it's not fun getting wet. It literally like holds you under a hose and just mm-hmm. sprays that into your thing. Like, it's malicious, I feel like.
But that's the best part of Ripsaw Falls, whenever you finally go down the big end and you do the shooting the double dip kind of, and you come over the falls, that water just smacks you in the face. Oh, yeah, it hurts. It hurts really bad, but you've got to be proud about it.
It's because I love Splash Mountain so much. I think that's the best water ride in the whole wide world. And so,
well, you're wrong, because the best one is Popeye and Bluto's Bill-A-Drab Barges. But
I pick Forbidden Journey.
Yeah, I mean, Forbidden Journey is obviously gonna win that round
Does anybody not want that? Okay,
but I have to give credit to Ripsaw. If you want to go there to get wet,
it's a fast
ride, though. I like that there's some speed involved with a water ride.
The only negative that I really have against Ripsaw is the fact that I hate how the log's designed in it, and it's very tight. And for my height, I can like barely get in because my legs have to bow out to. It's like shoving myself in, and then one day they're going to have to cut me out. I know.
Did you ever notice that it smells in that queue?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all water rides smell.
No, not all.
Yes, they do.
Splash Mountain smells like a rose.
No, you're just looking at it with rose-colored glasses. Thank you. Forbidden Journey wins.
Next one,
Twister versus Popeye and Bluto's Bill-A-Drab Barges.
Oh, Bluto.
Yeah.
I mean...
Seriously. I like the movie Twister, but that fake cow Seriously?
That's a joke. It's a joke.
Yes.
It's a joke, but it's a great joke.
The movie Twister has two things that are amazing. Philip Seymour Hoffman and delicious steak and eggs.
From Wakita?
Yes.
I mean, Twister's just one of those attractions that I've always... So bad it's good. I would never tell anyone to not go do it. But yeah, Bluto's...
I'll default to that.
I think it's the best water ride anywhere.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Shoot, Bluto's. I think I would have picked Twister.
I went as a
kid and it was just opened. And I remember as a kid being really cool because it made the tornado and the rain. Super dated now. Terrible cow. I haven't done Bluto, so it's good that that came to a unanimous decision over there, I guess. So
I'm glad glad we could help you out.
Yeah, let's move on.
Men in Black. Alien Attack versus Disaster, a major motion picture story.
Oh, man. Those are two tough ones, too.
No, Men in Black, obviously.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I love the Men in Black ride. Shooting the aliens?
It's just like Buzz Lightyear, which I also hate.
Oh, no, I love it. I love it.
I will give credit to Men in Black. It is a fun ride. However, it's not just like Buzz Lightyear. At least Buzz Lightyear, you have targets, you have real objectives that you're shooting at. You have the aliens up here, but there's nothing on it that says you need to shoot right here to get the points. I know the secrets of how to work the ride, but for first timers coming in, it can be really frustrating when they walk out and like, oh, I got 200 points. That's good, right? Like that guy right beside you got 120,000.
But at that point,
000.
I have to just say, you're taking the ride a little too seriously.
That's
then.
What we do. This is our jobs to take this stuff way too seriously.
Oh my gosh, just get on the ride and have fun.
I personally think that everything is rigged because I can never shoot anything on any of these rides. I always have 0 to 500 points, and that is it.
Oh, I'm
my
almost...
kids score higher than me.
So it's not rigged for them.
Disaster, you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson in a cameo. You have Christopher
Walken. Should have been number one on that list.
This is an unnumbered list.
Okay.
You have Christopher Walken in the amazing technology that they use to the projection technology. You have the earthquake subway scene at the end.
I do like how they turned without like remodeling the attraction completely. They were like, you know what? Let's just make it this B movie and we'll do whatever. So
yeah,
it was a good retheming. But I am going to go ahead and place my vote on Men in Black, because if I had to pick one
thank
or the
you.
Other,
thank
I,
you.
I do really enjoy being in that cart and in that. Again, I love when I feel like I'm in a movie.
Yes.
And yes, you can go and star in the movie but of Disaster, but I like being on that ride in Men in Black.
You don't feel like you're in the movie. It's a fake-looking city.
I'm just weird.
Dustin, I think it comes down to you.
It comes down to me, and it comes down to two voices that I love doing. One is Rip Torn, who's in Men in Black. The other one is Christopher Walken. And I got to give it to Christopher Walken.
Awesome.
Right. Yay!
Disaster sneaking in.
How did that happen?
I'm not upset. I'm just...
I'm upset.
Yeah.
You should be. Will Smith is upset somewhere out there.
He could be a laser gun to shoot any day. I'm happy.
How did this happen?
He's got a new movie coming out that's about to flounder. So he's now double upset.
I do like Disaster better. There's real merit as to why I like it better.
We'll cover that on another day. But right now, Storm Force Accelerotron versus E.T. Adventure.
E.T.
Move on. Don't even need to talk about it.
Yeah.
One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish versus Transformers The Ride 3D.
Transformers.
It's just because they're just completely different. Okay, Julie.
They are completely different, but I'm always going to choose Dr. Seuss. So.
Okay.
No, I actually vote for One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. It takes a spinning ride, and it adds a fun little twist onto it, whereas Transformers is just a replica of Spider-Man.
The twist.
Well, I got my Spidey in the list, so I'm happy. I don't care.
The twist being, if you don't listen to the instructions and the music, then you're going to walk off that ride completely soaked.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I haven't done this yet. That's cute. I look forward to doing that with my
I didn't realize that. I think they had the water feature turned off when I went on it.
If it's too cold, then they will.
Okay, so I didn't have to navigate that carefully. Anyway, still, Transformers.
Coming down, Justin.
Transformers for me.
Okay. That will leave... Last but not least, which I think this will be pretty one-sided, the Hogwarts Express versus Lucy, a tribute.
Hogwarts.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Lucy. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't even. It was like out of my mouth, and I was like, no, you didn't. I really enjoy Lucy, but Hogwarts.
Was Gringotts not on this list?
It was. Yeah. Oh, okay. We put that up against Kong and Kodos.
Oh, right.
Twirling her.
Oh yeah, I was so quick. I forgot.
Kang, sorry, not Kong. So we have one Hogwarts, Julie. You're going with Lucy.
I really feel bad, but I'm going to choose Hogwarts, even though I totally love Lucy, too.
Yeah. Listen, we all love Lucy.
Yeah, who doesn't?
And the tribute is really sweet. I think it's well done. But I'm sorry. I felt like I was on a real train. Like, Jenny Lind, you really made me mad on that ride because you're staring at your phone the whole time. And I'm like, what is she doing? Like, outside.
I've been on it before.
Fake outside.
She's going to respect it
There's
now. She's watched them all.
Here.
I thought it was amazing. I loved it.
Dustin?
Yeah, it's Hogwarts Express for me in a much less dramatic response.
Jenny Lynn?
Same.
Hogwarts. Same for me, as much as I also love Lucy.
Yeah, have to get it in there.
So, next one going up, we will start back at the top. Jurassic Park River Adventure, Escape from Gringotts.
Gringotts.
Gringotts. I love dinosaurs.
I know.
It's already
Seriously
lost.
Should have been Ross.
No, it did not already lose yet.
Oh,
JL.
Yeah, I mean, Gringotts is great, but I just can't say no to Jurassic Park.
I can't either. I have to go with Jurassic Park.
Ooh, so it comes down to me.
Craig.
It doesn't even for me. Gringotts. What makes it magical is not even the ride itself. It's whenever you take the elevator down to the vaults and
cool.
The pre-show with Bill Weasley, all those little things before you even get to the ride itself.
Okay.
That's what sells Gringotts for me. And then the ride itself is amazing.
All right. I changed my vote.
Except you can never hear Helena Bonham Carter say anything.
It's just like, when you vote for real, it was cast. Yeah. You can't take it back.
There's no hanging chads here.
Yeah.
Gringotts, it is. Okay. Oh, here's a big one. Dragon Challenge or the Incredible Hulk roller coaster?
Easy.
I'm going with Dragon Challenge.
I'll say Dragon Challenge too. That one appeals to me more than the other one.
It was so easy for me. It's the Hulk. No way. It's the Hulk.
No way.
No, it's Dragon Challenge. You have two different roller coasters out of it. Two.
Oh, Dustin.
You can choose your own fate.
Not only that, but my brain hurts after I get off the Hulk.
Yes, that's the best part, as I said earlier.
What did you say earlier? I don't know. I wrote brain. Incredible Hulk. My brain was shaken.
All right.
That one didn't land. I'm embarrassed of that joke.
Hey, that's okay.
You know who you are out there.
My number two is still in the mix.
Okay, that leaves us Spider-Man versus Poseidon's Fury.
Spider-Man.
Didn't we already have to make
I
this
thought
choice?
Those two were the...
No, that was Simpsons Ride versus Poseidon's Fury. And Spider-Man versus High in the Sky.
Yeah, no, it's going to have to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, it has to be Spider-Man.
It always has to be Spider-Man.
I mean, we could have cut this out really short, and we knew which ones were going to get to the end.
Those are at Six Flags.
It could have been. It could have been at Universal, but it did not work out that way.
Yeah, that was in our 101.
Flight of the Hippogriff versus Revenge of the Mummy.
Mummy.
Yep, Mummy. Mummy it is. I mean, no shocks there. Despicable Me. Versus Cat in the Hat.
Oh, I'm going with Cat in the Hat.
I'm going to Despicable Me because of all the feels.
The
warm fuzzy.
The feelings. You're not...
Okay. Never mind. Skip that. Sorry.
Don't go
okay,
there.
I think I'm going Cat in the Hat because I like that you're actually in motion versus sitting in a theater.
I agree
that's
with
my
that.
Only, that's my only...
I agree with that. And yeah. I'm with Rhino.
I like an actual ride.
See, I forgot I was not moving. In the theater.
Yeah,
like,
because the actual film is so kinetic.
I've only done each once. I don't know. It's not fresh.
Dustin.
You guys sway me.
For me, it's Despicable Me.
Mm.
Me.
Craig. Oh, no.
It's a tough one.
Is this the deal breaker?
This is the deal breaker. I love multiple fruits. I love pineapple.
What?
I love banana.
Is this part of the
sort of weird analogy?
Whenever Gru threatens you with the fart gun and shoots out and that smell of bananas comes through the room, if you're located in areas where the blow is actually at, then it is an amazing heavenly scent. But I put up such a fight for Cat in the Hat to win against the Hollywood Rip Ride Rocket. It's Cat in the Hat all the way. I mean, it's a classic dark ride, in my opinion.
I was going to say, if you picked Despicable Me based on a banana fart gun.
I know, I was like...
Well, no, I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Listen, if my farts could smell like bananas, then that would be heavenly.
So really, it's a dream.
So Forbidden Journey versus Popeye and Bluto's Bill Drop
Forbidden Arches. Journey.
Forbidden yeah. Journey.
Forbidden Journey.
Don't finish your sentence.
It was always going to be. Oh, big one. Disaster versus E.T.
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 Never mind. I'm with E.T. too. Transformers versus the Hogwarts Express.
Transformers.
Oh gosh, Hogwarts Express. Yeah, Transformers. Manschmormers.
What? Oh, what really? Did you say?
Hogwarts Express.
Okay, so we have three Hogwarts Express versus two Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah no, Transformers. Hogwarts Express. All the way.
Yeah.
Sorry, Transformers.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're the one that picked that up.
Wasn't going to go there, here. But.
My. Wow.
Yeah, we're breaking new grounds on this. So.
Just buds with our Transformer friends.
I hope there's actually people at home that are filling out their own brackets, like in a baseball game, whenever you have the old person filling out
the photos, put them on the Facebook.
I'll make a bracket that they can fill out themselves.
On the Facebook. I just,
wow. It's cleaner.
Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts versus Dragon Challenge. Gringotts.
Harry Potter. Well, they're both Gringotts.
Wow.
Harry Potter.
Gringotts.
Yeah.
Gringotts.
I got a bad case of the Gringotts.
Spider-Man versus the Mummy.
Spider-Man.
Mummy.
Mummy.
Oh no, Spider-Man.
He's going down.
Craig, it's lost.
It is already lost. Spider-Man is the second best attraction.
Yeah.
At everywhere. Islands of Adventure. However, Revenge of the Mummy, it's special.
It's good. I mean, it is good. I don't get me wrong. Those are actually probably my two favorite besides Forbidden Journey. Sorry, Julie.
But that being said, yeah. I would actually go with Spider-Man too.
Okay.
Cat versus Forbidden Journey.
Forbidden Journey.
Forbidden Journey.
Yeah, Forbidden Journey. Sorry, I had to think over again. Julie, at some point you're going to have to stop with this foolishness.
I'm never going to love Forbidden Journey just.
And you're never going to be on this show again.
From the voice of God.
I thought that was Catherine.
You're never going to be on this show again.
Sorry, lean.
E.T. versus the Hogwarts Express.
Oh, Hogwarts. Oh.
Hogwarts Express.
E.T.
Oh.
I like Hogwarts Express is cool. It's just very tame. And I like that E.T. I'm on the bike and I'm in space. And then the second half is some sort of weird trip. But like.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Hogwarts just because I really hate the ending of E.T. I love the ride, but then that whole trippy thing at the end ruins.
Welcome home.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
It's not a whole trippy thing. That's his planet.
Yeah, that's
the green planet.
E.T. should not live there.
If you accept E.T. for who he is, then you can just stay on your Hogwarts train.
Well, that's what I plan on doing. That was E.T. really doesn't actually live there. I won't accept that reality.
This is intense.
Hogwarts clearly won there, I think, if I was listening correctly. I would have voted for E.T. I think that would have been my number one choice to win, actually.
I do love it.
I'm feeling sentimental today. Normally it would be Forbidden, but today it would have been E.T. So that brings Gringotts versus the Mummy.
Well, let's take it slow now. Let's not blurt out everything.
Wait,
no, that's the next
mummy?
One.
Yeah, we I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Mummy.
Let's go around and.
Oh yeah. No, this one's a serious
Mummy. I'm blurting
Mummy.
It's only because again I like practical effects versus like visual stuff. And you are correct. The queue I'm mixed up.
Gringotts.
For Gringotts is amazing. The elevator ride, awesome. The ride itself is cool. The drop is awesome at the beginning. I wish there was more of that. The Mummy, I just love that fast-paced thing. I love that like there's actual mummies right there. I love that very little of it. I don't know. Now I'm
he also loves Brendan Fraser, so I think
and
that
I
has a lot
Brendan
to do with
Fraser.
It.
I love bidet. Also,
I'm going to take a moment before I make comments about yours. Dustin?
I've got to go with the Mummy on this one for many of the same reasons Rhino put out there. Huh.
Julie.
Julie's sad about this one.
I am a little bit sad.
I know
I'm really
Gringotts.
Upset about this.
I am.
Say
but
one bad
I do...
thing about the Mummy, though. One bad thing.
That's, one bad thing?
One bad thing.
It's too hot. All that fire.
Okay. Even
that's
the Magi
like
can save her now.
I don't... It's like... Whew.
Okay. Fail.
I am so stressed out right now.
Well, we got to get through it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Does it matter or can I forfeit? Who said
no,
what?
No, you can't forfeit.
No, it's going to...
Who said
it's coming down.
I wasn't even paying attention. I'm so
okay,
lost
I will get
thought.
To my
you
point
go,
then
okay.
to make it even more difficult for you. I choose Escape from Gringotts. I know they do have practical effects in the Mummy with the sarcophaguses.
The fire, too, on the ceiling.
Bringing up and the fire in the ceiling.
Sarcophagi, right?
Sarcophagi, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But... Escape from Gringotts was built, even though they do use 3D technology and projection screens, all that, it's still built that no matter where you look around, you are still seeing that practical set all around. And I'm not letting you change
it.
You can't be flip-flopping all the time here. Gringotts, it's built to be an entire experience.
Okay.
Gringotts wins.
I'll accept
for me.
It. I'll accept it.
JL.
So this comes down to me.
The Mummy, whenever you're in the dark portion of it, it's just terrible signs. Yeah.
I don't like
the
neon.
It's rock
signs
and roller coaster. Neon signs with black light.
Yeah.
I mean, one day someone's going to accidentally put like the Hollywood Boulevard sign in there and see if anyone notices.
I do agree with you. That's my, when you asked her to say a negative thing, that would have been mine. I don't like the neon signs.
JL, comes down to you.
You know what to choose.
Oh my gosh. He made valid points. Really terrible.
It should be Gringotts.
It has to be the Mummy.
Oh my gosh, I'm so stressed.
And you need to choose like right now.
I know. Okay. All right.
Well, you only one time to do one.
I'm gonna say Mummy because it's more roller coaster.
Go Mummy.
I love Gringotts though.
Craig is angry. Okay. You wouldn't like Craig.
What's
Craig
our other
angry.
Terrible choice we have to make.
Forbidden
now?
Journey versus Hogwarts Express.
Forbidden Journey.
Hogwarts
hands
Express.
Down.
We know, Julie. We know. Forbidden Journey.
Then don't ask me.
Maybe I won't. Forbidden Journey. It is this time. So we will do our bronze match first. Dun dun dun. Gringotts versus Hogwarts Express.
Gringotts.
I'm going with Gringotts as well.
Yeah, Gringotts.
It's just exciting. I like excitement.
Okay, so Gringotts came in for a third place. Not bad, not bad.
Ha ha.
Mummy versus Forbidden Journey.
Mummy.
Forbidden Start Journey. With Dustin. Let's take
this
T.O.
This is our final. We got to do it, you know, in a real way. For me, my number two after Rip Ride Rocket was Mummy. I saw it all the way through. I campaigned hard. Jenny Lynn came through with me. It's the Mummy all the way, okay?
Sorry, it's Mummy.
I think the Forbidden Journey is the best attraction I've ever been on in my life, of all attractions. Like, I just love the arm. I just think creates a unique movement that even as a kid I would have loved. It's terrifying. Yes, it makes my heart like jump every time I'm in there. But I feel like it's the fun that I wish there were more rides of that as a kid. Like,
yeah. All right, so let's just stop for a second and figure out what we have. You've said what?
I've said Forbidden Journey.
I've said Mummy. You've said Mummy. So we have two for the Mummy. Now, are you guys torn?
I'm not torn. Mine is 100%.
Go ahead.
And this is where I make my emotional speech. I never stepped foot in Universal until the day that I finally got my team member ID, and that was my first time ever there. I knew I was going to work at Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. And so I went over there to actually see what I was going to be getting myself into. And the first time I got on that ride, I was so confused about what was about to happen whenever I saw those benches moving against the wall. And then the ride happens and I got off of it not knowing what the heck I was just on, completely blown away. No other attraction has ever given me that feeling of I didn't know what I just went through, but it was amazing.
Yeah.
It has to be Forbidden Journey. I think
unique.
It might not stand the test of time in that a lot of that,
like the practice,
a lot of the engineering that went into it is just so, it's so complex that it's hard to maintain, and they do a great job of keeping it up. And I just don't know if it'll keep up for like 20 years down the road, if it'll need to be replaced, all that stuff. But for me, it's classic. It is what every theme park ride should hold itself
to aspire to.
Exactly.
I can make everyone sick, and some people are excluded from riding it if you're, you know.
The storytelling in this ride just goes beyond. My opinion is Forbidden Journey is the best attraction in all of Orlando.
She didn't come through.
Boo, that is wrong.
And I agree.
You're right. It is bad for people who do suffer from motion sickness, and because the seats are very compact, it's, even though they did add, after it first opened, they added on the seating with more additional room, it still excludes a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. It excludes them for their own safety based on that. And that is sometimes a problem with other rides. I know the manufacturer is the one who decides all of that stuff. It has nothing to do with Universal or even Disney saying you can't work on that. And it's not that Universal wants to be push the levels to try to actually make it more convenient for everyone. They would if they could. But there are some things that are just too unsafe for some people. So You know, at some point you have to come to your life and say, maybe I'm not in the greatest shape, or maybe I'm not in the best physical health in my life, that I shouldn't be riding this stuff. That's why they have all the signs up saying,
yes,
don't ride this if you're prone to heart illness, all that stuff. I mean, granted, Forbidden Journey just won anyways, but...
Yeah, I mean, for me, it comes back down to Rhino's question. If you could only go on one ride in the park, or you were going to tell somebody, you know, they could only go on one ride in the park, you have to pick Forbidden Journey. No. I mean, it almost is universal.
Okay,
moving on.
Well, that's our winner, Forbidden Journey.
Oh, wait, was that it? That was the winner?
Forbidden Journey wins. Mummy at second, Gringotts at third, Hogwarts Express at number four. So
Harry Potter.
Even though we're not going in a bracket style, I wanted to end this off real quick with, what do we think the worst attraction really is at Universal?
It's Poseidon.
Yeah, one that we campaigned for in the beginning, and now we're like,
I have to agree.
It's Poseidon.
Despite how much we campaigned for it and how cool it is, and we made it go through the first round, it is the absolute worst thing at Universal.
Yeah, I guess we're not doing shows, right? Because otherwise I would say that Sinbad show.
We'll probably do shows as a mini segment after a Buzz show, just because there's less shows out there and we can go through it a lot
quicker.
Poseidon's
Fury is never one that I ever... I walk past it without hesitation. I'm never like, oh, I should go in here again. I remember that one time I went in here. And
that's how I feel about Twister.
You know what?
I think that's the worst.
You'll have to.
Personally.
Oh, I thought. See, I was going to speak for you. I hate Forbidden Journey.
I do hate it. I mean, it's obviously not the worst because of all the technology and what you talked about, but it's just, it's so intense. I can't even keep my eyes open. It makes me so sick.
Okay.
You know, I actually have to say, Shrek. I really hate Shrek that much.
That's really harsh.
I really do hate it that much. I'd rather go on Poseidon.
Well, there you go. We have two or three people that hate Poseidon's Fury. We have one person that hates Twister, and we have one person who hates Shrek.
Not the movie, just the attraction.
Yes,
Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy.
Making waffles.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
John Lithgow, all of them. But
me too.
I hope this was fun for everyone, because I thought it was a bit entertaining, but maybe that's just because we all love to hear ourselves talk. Everyone else out there might not like it as much. If you did, go ahead and let us know what you think your favorite attractions are. We'll have polls and stuff going up. Try to whittle it down so you guys can decide all of the same things. But other than that, that's going to do it for us this week on the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. So we will be back next week, Julie-less, with another episode where we talk about the buzz and a lot more. So until next time, we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.